of adoption as sons, through which we cry, Abba, Father. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Christian life, we come across many sacred sevens, lists of seven holy things. For instance, we find the seven sacraments, and the seven deadly sins, and the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the seven sorrows of Mother Mary, the 7 days of creation, and of course, Snow White and the seven dwarfs. Sacred sevens. In the gospel today, Jesus introduces us to another list of seven, but one that most people haven't heard of, namely, in the Our Father. Did you know that the Lord's Prayer is comprised of 7 petitions, 7 requests we make of God? Listen to how the Catechism of the Catholic Church beautifully describes this in the 4th and final section on prayer. We read, "After we have placed ourselves in the presence of God, our Father, to adore, to love, and to bless Him, the Spirit of adoption stirs up in our hearts 7 petitions, 7 blessings. I highly recommend that you read that whole section on the Our Father, but let me briefly touch on each of these 7 petitions. The first petition asks, "Hallowed be thy name." Hallowed means holy, and we pray that God's name, His holy name, may never be defiled or taken in vain. This first petition corresponds to the 2nd of the 10 commandments. "Do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain." Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. If you have ever used God's name as a curse word or as an expletive, this first petition is to help you to remember to keep God's name holy. Hallowed be thy name. The 2nd petition prays, "Thy kingdom come." You know, I frequently point out this 2nd petition at funerals. I say, "The kingdom has come for our beloved dead. We pray that he or she stands before the King of Kings today in his kingdom, that we too may be in the kingdom one day. We pray as Jesus taught us." In other words, the 2nd petition begs Jesus to return in glory at the end of time and establish his kingdom definitively. And the sooner he comes back, the better. Thy kingdom come. The 3rd petition is, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Have you ever wondered, what is God's will?
What does he want?
Well, it's simple. God wills and wants for us to be happy. But God also wants us to be holy. Why does he want us to also be holy? Well, because God knows that we will never really be happy without also being really holy. And holiness always comes with a cross. An illness, the loss of a job, a broken friendship, a failed project, a divorce, people who hurt us. As Scott Hahn likes to say, God loves us just the way we are, but he loves us too much to let us stay that way. God's will is for our happiness and our holiness. And so we pray, thy will be done. The fourth petition asks, give us this day our daily bread. The Catechism explains that this means we certainly ask God for physical nourishment, bread to eat, but above all, for spiritual nourishment. We read in the Catechism, the word daily, epiousios, occurs nowhere else in the New Testament. Taken literally, epiousios is super essential. It refers directly to the bread of life, the body of Christ, the medicine of immortality, without which we have no life within us. By the way, in case you're wondering why you get up so early and lose an hour of sleep and are barely awake and stumble into daily mass at 7 a.m., it's to fulfill the fourth petition of the Our Father so that he can give us this day our daily bread. The fifth petition is the hardest in my book. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This asks for God's grace to forgive others, not only with our lips, but with our hearts, which means not harboring hatred or resentments or past hurts. This is one of the biggest hurdles in marriage counseling, not bringing up past offenses and hurts. And that's why Jesus included it as the fifth petition. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those, like our spouse, who trespasses against us. The sixth petition is lead us not into temptation. The Catechism explains that this verb lead means both don't put us in the path of temptation, but it also means give us the grace to overcome those temptations. Sometimes it's only when we're tempted and tested that we grow. I give little tests in parish council meetings, and everyone at the meeting prays, lead us not into the temptations of Father John. But while temptations hold out the risk of failure, they also are the necessary condition for holiness. Lead us not into temptation. The final petition requests, deliver us from evil. This is a stark and sober reminder that evil exists. In our overly scientific and sanitized world, we can forget about evil and sin and Satan. And that's exactly what the devil wants, for us to forget about him. But Jesus wants us to remember the evil one and to ask God the Father for the strength to overcome him. Deliver us from evil. The next time you pray the Lord's Prayer, pay close attention to these seven sacred petitions. Almost as closely as you pay attention when you watch the movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Praised be Jesus Christ.